We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows.
I love this hockey song. I love it. Anyways, we get started tonight, round two of the playoffs, Tampa Bay and the Panthers, 7 p.m. tonight. Steve Goldie Goldstein going to join us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Talk a little bit about that. Goldie, before we get into that, I got to ask you a question. You a blue cheese guy?
Wait, I didn't catch all that. Am I a what fan?
Blue cheese guy. You like blue cheese?
Yes, I like blue cheese plain, blue cheese crumbles. Of course, the blue cheese dressing on the wedge salad. Yeah, like who wouldn't like? Like okay. That's kind of a silly question, Zach.
Well, let me tell you, it's funny you said that because, Goldie, I want to let you know that Zach and Hollywood don't like
no,
it.
No, not
and
blue cheese.
It's mold.
Right. Oh.
It's good.
I mean, what's wrong with you guys?
Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with you? You eat blue cheese. I mean, what is that?
Stuff's good.
I don't even know what it is.
It's pretty popular, so a lot of people obviously
right.
like it. But you guys don't know much about taste, do you?
No. That's actually the truth. I don't know much about that at all.
Well, that's not a very good way to start off the interview, but it does bring me to what I was going to tell you, what I thought about food-related. The second I woke up today, I thought it's game one, and this Panthers-Tampa thing is reminding me of the old Knicks-Keat days. And the first thing that came to my mind is when Joe, we were doing the show together, the Knicks came in for game five, and Joe on the air told everyone to throw a hot dog at John Stark's head at the Miami Arena. Yeah, on the air.
Wow. Can you imagine if I did that today? I've changed a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
Gold, you know, you're not good for business, man.
I didn't know about that. That's great.
You know, with people losing their jobs right and left, can you imagine if I did something? Oh, yeah, do that.
Joe got a little, slap on the hand back then. You got a little slap on the hand, didn't you?
I did. One of the few minor suspensions.
Right.
Without pay?
Goldie, I'm going to be honest with you. That's expensive to throw a hot dog. You know, hot dog's like 10, 12 bucks now. I'm not throwing a hot dog.
This was a long time ago, right. But, man, that was I really disliked that dude, man. I did. And as we get set for this, let's get back to the damn thing tonight, Goldie, will you? I think it is going to get chippy. There's going to be some big hits. Both these teams, if it's anything like that six games last year as far as how physical it was, Gold, this one's going to be fun.
It's great because, you know, we all talk about this. You know, so many of these guys after games, you see them hanging out. They're laughing whether they win or lose. Like, these two teams, they don't like each other. Like, individually, they don't like each other. Like, Ryan Lomberg and Sam Bennett do not like Sergachev. He hates them. So, I think it's great for sports. It's going to get nasty a lot. The Panthers just need to know, from a hockey standpoint, where that line is and don't go over it and take too many penalties.
Right. Yeah, you can't let it get out of hand, but I think it's going to get out of hand, I think, pretty quickly in this. But to be a rivalry, you got to beat the other team too, right? Like, the Panthers got to beat them for this to become a true rivalry.
Yeah, there's no rivalry between a hammer and a nail because the hammer always wins, right?
So, right.
Yeah, you know. I mean, look, they've only played twice, and Tampa obviously had the experience, the better team, the much better goaltending last year in the series, and the Panthers still gave them all they could handle. So I think this time around with Bobrovsky playing the best hockey he's played as a Panther, and remember, you know, you didn't have Ekblad last year, you didn't have Ben Chiarot, Claude Giroux, Sam Reinhart. Like, this Panther team is a lot more complete than it was last year. That said, they're still the champs, and they know how to get it done, so until that buzzer sounds in game four, and the Panthers have four of them, it ain't over.
Cole, you've been watching Vasilevsky, and we've seen him at his best. We've seen when he's the best goalie damn near in the whole game, and then we've seen him also give up a lot of goals. How is he playing right now? What do you expect?
Well, the Panthers can score on him. You know, they scored on him last year, you know, in a few of those games. So historically, they've scored goals on him. The problem with him is if you let him get a sniff of a series winning, he turns into Superman. That's really the issue. So, you know, look, he wasn't playing great against Toronto, but all of a sudden, you know, they're up against the wall down 3-2. He's great in the third period in overtime in game six, and then he's great in game seven. So I think against him, the real key for this Panther team, they got to get the lead in this series. I mean, I know all about the comebacks. And all that. You don't want to start trailing Tampa Bay in the series and let Vasilevsky get a sniff of maybe an elimination game because he's great in those.
Hey, they've been pretty banged up. You expect all those guys. I know hockey guys are tough dudes. You expect them to have everybody back, though, for this one?
Well, I don't think Braden Point's going to play tonight, and that's a huge, huge guy for them.
Big,
yeah, he's their number one center. So, you know, look, he didn't play in that game seven in Toronto, and they get a third line guy that steps up that had never played in the playoffs before, had never scored a goal before, and he goes and scores two goals. So, you know, injuries are a funny thing. We all look at them, but when you have these great teams, and we see it all the time in sports, these teams are really deep, and they got other guys to step up. So I'll take an old Bill Parcells saying, you know, when everybody's talking about one thing, he used to say, don't eat the cheese. I'm not eating the cheese on the Lightning injuries.
Okay.
All right. Carter Verhaeghe, first-round series. Are we going to – I mean, can he do it again? Can he become a legend again in round two? Because that first round
– he can't play like that again.
It's going to be – it's legendary in now Panther history how great he played in that first round.
What he did in the first round has not happened in the NHL. Like, six goals, 12 points, three game winners, two of them in overtime. I mean, you got to go back. Maybe there's two or three guys in NHL history that have done that in a series. You know, does he need to, is he going to do that? Probably not. Does he need to do that? I don't think so. Him, Barkov, and Claude Giroux now, you know, they were great in game five and six. They could be a dominant line. And if Point is out, which he likely will be tonight, and maybe even for another game, you know, that line could really jump on him and light him up pretty good, I think.
Hey, Gold, getting that series win, just in the big psychological picture of guys being able to get that win. And I know none of those guys, are most of them weren't around to know how long that drought has been, whatever it was, 26 years, whatever. But having that win against Washington, don't you think that loosens the guys up a little bit now? We got that. Now we get this one. Man, I just feel like they're going to be a lot looser maybe than they were in that last round. Do you feel that way?
I do 100%. I was pretty surprised, Joe, to hear them after the first three games, and you heard it too, talking about being nervous,
yeah,
being tentative. I thought, I was like, whoa. And then you start thinking about it, you know, and Barkov, Huberdeau, Ekblad, Uyghur had never won a playoff series. You had guys like Reinhart and Lundell who had never even played in the playoffs before. So I start, and then the pressure of being the number one team. So I started thinking maybe it makes some sense. I thought they settled in as the series went on, and yes, I think 100%, the confidence level right now has to be even higher than it was all year when they basically won almost every single night.
Gold, you told me a stat the other night we were talking about that 0-for-18 power play and winning in six. It's happened like one other time in the history of the NHL. Is that what you told me?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So for a series to go that
crazy
far and the winning team go 0-for, the only other time it happened was in 2011 when the Bruins beat Montreal in a series, and the Bruins went on to win the Cup. Other than that, and this year, it's never happened a series go that far, no power play goals, and you still win the series, which just tells you all you need to know about their firepower. If that right power play thing breaks, it's even going to add more offense to them.
Golden, we need him now more than ever. Playoff Big Bob to show up in this series. I mean, he played well in that first round, but more than ever, we need Playoff Bob here against Tampa Bay.
Hey, look, there's a good chance it does come down to the goalies. Now, I don't think Bob needs to be as great as Vasilevsky because I do think Bob's got the better team in front of him. He's got the deeper team in front of him. But you know Tampa's going to be coming. I mean, these guys have won nine straight playoff series. I mean, they are not going quietly. So, you know, I don't care who's in the lineup and who's not. They got enough guys. Like, if they go on the power play tonight and Braden Point's not out there, you still got Hedman, Stamkos, and Kucherov. So, you know, Bobrovsky's going to be called on at the key times to make saves. I thought he did it very well in the series against Washington. You know, he gave up some goals, but in those key moments with games tied, he made the saves, and he's going to have to be the same consistent guy. But it's been impressive, man. That was the question for a lot of people, Bobrovsky, and I thought he passed the test with flying colors in round one.
Hey, Gold, a couple other questions here. Anthony Duclair had a great regular season, over 30 goals, didn't play great. Ryan Lomberg got some of that playing time with his energy and had a goal. How do you think the coach handles that? And obviously, because coach came on and said, we're going to need them both, and they're all going to have to be a big part of this. How do you think he handles it to start this series?
You know, you would hope motivated and maybe a little bit of a reset. You know, that's been the Duke's problem, self-admittedly, before he got to Florida in his career. I mean, he's been on six teams where he starts letting things affect him and just don't play his game. So he's done a great job of coming through and managing that the last 2 years here. I thought the playoffs got to him a little bit in the last round. Andrew Brunette, hey, give him credit, man. That's a tough thing to do,
yep,
to sit out a guy that has 30 goals, you know, in a real big game where you're trying to win a series and Lomberg goes in and scores a goal. So it was a great call by the coach. I would think Duclair has a big reset and he comes out flying. I mean, that's what you would think. That's what you would hope. And he's going to have every opportunity because he's playing on the Huberdeau and Bennett line.
Gold, you got some great stories about Big Bob, about after the season, we kind of, last time we saw him last year against this Tampa Bay team, he was in street clothes, not happy, kind of wonder what was going to happen. He's got this big fat contract. I was wondering if he was shot, what was going to happen, and to be able to bounce back. You have some great stuff on how he kind of opened up and changed a bunch of things because he still wanted to be great and he wanted to be here. Can you share some of that stuff?
Well, one thing about him, Joe, is he's the first guy on the ice. He works his butt off. I mean, all teammates always look, you know, no matter how early you get there, he's one of those. He's like the Zach Thomas of the Panthers, right? Remember Zach? You get there at 6 in the morning, he's already watching his film, you know, breaking down the Steelers. So Bobrovsky's the same thing. And I think last year, the way it went, being pulled, being benched, being scratched, I think he looked in the mirror and he said, okay, you know, what do I need to do here? He changed a little bit with his equipment. Changed a little bit with his positioning. You know, like last series, if you notice the way he plays, very calm, very quiet, you know, just sliding side to side, not going all over the place, trying to make the great save if he doesn't have to. So I really give him a lot of credit. You know, he changed some technique things, you know, comes out just a little bit more, maybe not noticeable to the naked eye, but, you know, he's on the top of the blue paint a little bit more to not give the shooters quite as much net to look at. I give him a lot of credit for a guy that's done what he's done, you know, in his career, two Vezina trophies, making $10 million already in his 30s to go and say, okay, what do I need to change? Yeah. I give him a lot of credit because, you know, a lot of us, yep, in whatever job you have, wouldn't do that at that point in your life.
So a follow-up to that, who's he go to? I know before there's been kind of like he only wanted to listen to certain guys and not necessarily who his coach was. Help me out on who he goes to and trusts right now.
I think he's got a lot of trust and a good relationship with Rob Tallis, who's the Panthers goalie coach, who, you know, is one of the guys that's been here through everything, you know, through GM and coaches changes. Rob Tallis has stuck around. And, you know, I think he's got a lot of respect because Luongo is now in there and they kind of have that goalie committee, you know, with Allaire, who's one of the great goalie coaches, who's a consultant with the Panthers. So I think Bobrovsky has a level of trust in Rob Tallis and overall the Panthers goaltending philosophy. You know, it was the same kind of thing, Joe, when they sent Spencer Knight down to the minors, you know, and they got together and, you know, they gave him some tips of some things he needs to work on. So I think the credibility that they have with these guys who have played the position and coached the position in the organization, it's not just one guy, I think goes a long way with these goalies that they trust when these guys say something.
That's good stuff.
Panthers game might not be local tonight, but the live postgame show on Bally Sports is immediately following every game here now in the playoffs. You get to see Goldie and the gang there as well. Goldie, have a good time tonight. Hopefully we get a win in game one, get this series done with Tampa Bay as soon as possible, also, and move on.
All right, Zach, appreciate it. Hey, Joe, get these guys some blue cheese, man. Come
no,
on.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, no, you didn't know I'm working with two health nuts in here right now, man. Right. They're both very, very healthy.
Right.
Hey, Gold, thank you, buddy. I'll see you in a little while.
Thanks, Gold.
Yeah, we'll see you out of Dolphins, Joe.
All right, that was Steve Goldie Goldstein.
Only right Goldie. Here. is going to go to is going to go to mini camp practice today
because
he's doing the games on TV.
Of course.
And then got a late night. Probably a little CBS in there, too.
I can imagine.
There's always extra money to be made.
Three or four checks right there.
Yep. He's smart.
I know.
That's why Goldie's living in a nice, big, beautiful place.
Sports bar in his own house.
Got that set up.
Yeah. Genius.
And Mrs. Gold says it works.
God.
It's good for everyone. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. By the way, if you missed it, man, we got some great Patrick Beverly sound on Chris Paul and the way the Phoenix Suns played in that Game 7. I mean, if you haven't heard it, we're going to have it for you when we come back. And don't forget, man, we're looking for your favorite sports bar. It's a sports bar night here. Panthers in the Heat. Going to be playing some of their games at the same time tonight. So find out where everybody's headed tonight for your favorite sports bar. Tell a little scattering report with them, too.
Right, please.
Right now, though, I want to tell you about ASP Superhome, family-owned and operated business with great purpose of protecting families and their homes, especially before hurricane season. Listen, they got a bunch of good news. Love talking about the Rodriguez family. Love being around. They're great. They're fantastic. Besides, they actually have a really good marriage. It's really cool. The ASP Superhome extends a Joe Rose exclusive roof deal only for QAM listeners. Listen to this. Metal tile roofs by Ward House for the price of tile. Now, everybody knows metal tile roofs have been, through the years, a lot more expensive than tile, but not right now. Metal tile roofs at wholesale pricing for a limited time will allow you, and if you haven't seen the latest metal tile roofs, they look a lot like tile roofs. You can't tell, in some cases, the difference. Now, I want to tell you some benefits if you're not familiar, because I want you to learn more and go down and check it out. Metal tile roofs reduce energy bills up to 30%. Not just that, but I want to let you know, hurricane resistant up to 200 mile per hour winds. You never know when the big boy's coming and how big it's going to be, but you sure are protected when you start talking about ASP and their super home and what they're going to do for you. Take advantage of 100% financing. No money down, no payments until 2024 with Extend Pay from Y-Green. So you've been thinking about that new roof. It's a great way to go. Call ASP and ask for the Joe Rose exclusive. It's going on right now. You have questions, they want to answer. Hell, they'll hope you'll come down and see the showroom because it's spectacular at Doral. 305-340-2081. 305-340-2081 and let the ASP family protect yours. ASP Superhome, family owned and operated, ready to help you right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Scared.
30 at the half.
They were scared. 40.
So now that's where, what are you saying to
that? Basketball player, you can see it in their eyes. They were scared. It ain't about Luka taking their soul. They knew starting the game what was going to happen. He's done it before. They watch, trust me. They have iPhone. They have Instagram. They see the numbers of Luka Doncic averaging 39. They hear me saying, man, he did it to me. He did it to me, Kawhi and Paul George. I'm damn sure he's going to do it to them. They know that. Boy, scared of Luka. Ain't nobody afraid of anybody over there in Phoenix, man. Everybody in the league knows that, bro. Like, it's just that y'all don't know that because y'all not in the locker room. No one's afraid of Phoenix. We wanted them. We wanted them. No one's afraid of Phoenix. Yeah. I talked to some teammates. I ain't going to say who because I'm going to say who. Forget it. I talked to Paul George last night. Man, Pat, ain't nobody scared of them. But you face Dallas, you ain't scared of Dallas, but man, you...
You scared Luka.
Hey, man, you got to get your game right when you play Luka. I'm just being honest.
Chris Paul's not very good. Patrick Beverly, man.
Wow.
Just killing Phoenix, who just nobody can be more embarrassed. I know Chris Paul's had some bad losses in game sevens, but
this boy, is horrible, Joe.
To get beat by that Dallas team the way they did and score 27 points in the first half. By the way, they just did not. I know about your TV. My TV said they didn't look like they were into it.
It looked like they were in slow motion.
Ayton got benched. He played, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 minutes, and he said, dude, I don't know what's going on with you, but you're done. And he was pouting about his contract. What a crappy time to be pouting about your contract.
Right.
They said now the contract stuff comes up in a game seven? Just the guy I want on my team.
Right. Just had the worst game of your life, and now you're worried about your contract.
I'll tell you, that stuff coming out. This Patrick Beverly stuff yesterday, he was ripping and roaring. Whether you agree with him or not, he gave you a lot. Here's some more Patrick Beverly.
Ain't nobody worried about Chris Paul when we play Phoenix Suns. Nobody in the NBA.
Well, what did I just say, though?
And I'm just letting you know how NBA players feel and think.
I believe you, but what I'm saying
he's finessed the game to a point where he gets all the petty calls, all the swipe throughs at the end. I mean, this guy is out, man. We gonna be honest? We want to be really honest?
Yes.
He should have fouled out. He should have fouled out. The last game, too. You see the replay against Brunson. Hit him on the shoulder, hit him in the mouth. Ref don't call anything. If that's me, review it. Flagrant one. If that's him, they don't call it. So let's not get it twisted, man. He should have fouled out. He can't guard. He literally can't guard.
He can't guard. Yeah. He can't guard. Chris Paul can't guard anybody? Is that what you say?
Did you see that? No, he can't. Everyone knows that.
Excuse me. No. I don't know that. I haven't heard anybody tell me that.
Because you haven't suited up. You know guys don't like to tell you all the truth. You know that. Because they're scared. They're scared what you're going to take with it.
No. He's right about that. They will lie. He's honest. They will lie. That is true. He's not lying about that.
Man, CP can't guard nobody. Man, everybody in the NBA know that. Everybody know that.
He can't guard anybody.
What we call them? Cone. You know what you do with cones? Like when in the summertime, you got a cone. You make a move. What does the cone do?
Stay still.
Exactly. He's a cone. Stop playing, man. Everybody knows that. Everyone knows that.
Tell me what a cone does. Nothing.
I don't accept that. No. I'm saying, again, if you're taller than him, you know, so you can shoot over him. Obviously, that's an issue.
But give him the Ben Simmons slander. Give him the PG-13 slander.
Hold on.
Give him the slander that you give everybody. Come on, Steve.
Wow.
Ooh. Says, hey, so you couldn't kill Ben enough. What are you going to do with everybody's friend Chris Paul?
Wow.
Come on.
Calling him out.
Mr. Fraternity, the president of everybody's fraternity club in this league, and you media guys, what are you going to say about him there now, Stephen A? I'm telling you. Oof. You never been in the locker room.
Oh, he used
I've
it
been
all.
In there.
He used it all, Joe. And just got himself a 5 to 10 year TV deal when he's done playing.
Chris Cone Paul.
I love that he brought up Paul George. Paul George is sitting at home enjoying being eliminated.
Right.
Because
he's been out for a while.
Yeah, he's kind of a bum. So, like,
he's
you know,
kind
he doesn't
of a
get,
bum.
But he doesn't want to get dragged into this because
no,
then
he
just
doesn't.
Starts to come up about how he is, in fact, a bum and hasn't really done anything with his career. So,
I would
like,
agree that Paul George, please don't bring me in your right. whatever you're going through. Now, Chris Paul, wife's going to call my wife and. We're going to get into this stuff, really. Yeah. Like, can you just fight your own battle without bringing anybody else? There's nothing worse. And two guys going at it, and the guy, to make his point, he gets so mad, he goes, yeah, and Joe Rose freaking agrees. He thinks you're a piece of too.
Right.
And you're like, really? You couldn't just
–
I did tell you that,
right.
But did you have to use my name? I know we talked, and yes, I said it. I know you don't make stuff up. But you don't have to be so damn honest and bring me into it. You're the one that's got a beef with him. I just don't think he's very good. But, yeah, the Chris Paul thing is really interesting because he looks to be the most popular guy. Apparently there's some guys that said he may be popular, but you don't want to play with him.
Right. That is
– I thought he was going to be our guard down here. When he was with Oklahoma City and he had the big contract, and I said, Pat – might say, I can keep him in shape. I can control the minutes. And he's good. Listen, he's good. He's been good most this year. But he seems to run out of gas. either from little injuries or just age 37 in basketball, we're even starting to notice the most durable player in the history of the NBA is breaking down. LeBron James is, he's 37, and he's starting to break down. Now, when he plays, he's great. But
he's starting to break down, and that's age. That's not his fault.
This is kind of the baseball thing, too. You start giving guys big contracts when they're 32, 33, 34, and Chris Paul's making a lot of money, but this happens.
Right.
Father Time beats out what you make. Father Time doesn't care what you make. Like, you're 36, so you're making this much, so don't care. Father Time stays undefeated. Listen, there's teams worried about guys who are injury prone at a young age and going, hey, we got to get somebody else, can't count on them. We'll give it one more shot.
But can you imagine giving Chris Paul $40 or $50 million a year for 2 years, 3 years, like this team just did the other, 2 years ago, a year ago? Like, he opted out. We all laughed. And when he opted out of that player option for $40 million.
He knew a lot more than we did, didn't he? What did he end up getting?
I think it was $46
million. So at times, it's not too long ago, you look at some of the games, he's had some big games. When Booker was out, he had some big games. But, and the one that counts.
$75 million guaranteed, excuse me. The average salary ends up to being about $30 million a year, not 46.
So
4 years, 120.
Under the microscope of game sevens, that's not going to leave. And, boy, I'll tell you what, that one on your resume, and for Ayton and Booker, Monty Williams, their coach, that one's not going away when you get beat at home. That's like – so the Celtics come down here, probably not even a good example because we expect these games to be good, but I don't expect any blowouts in this series.
Right.
And if they were to come down here – and beat us in a game seven by 40 points.
Oh, God.
We'd have a list of guys starting with how Jimmy Butler played.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd go to Bam. Then we go to Tyler. And then we work our way down by money of how everybody played.
Right.
And then the coach.
And at a certain point, Spoelstra is going to be in that conversation also. But with Chris Paul, what big games has he won? What big games has he won? He's gotten into these big situations, gotten to the finals. Was up 2-0.
Been on some good teams.
I know he has, but he hasn't won any of those
games. No, I know. But he's been on some good teams.
It's unbelievable.
He's going to go down as one of the great players. Hall of Famer right away. Win eligible. No question about it. But that other part is he's already top 75. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more. Nick Friedell is going to join us. ESPN NBA reporter in the early 9 o'clock hour. He'll be down here for game one tonight with the Celtics and the Heat, Panthers and the Lightning. First time ever, folks, this has happened down here that our two teams have been in the playoffs at the same time this late in the playoffs. It's funny, the last one we brought up, huh? It's crazy. And it was a long time ago.
Yes,
anyway,
it was.
We'll get to all that stuff coming up in just a moment. 305-567-0560. Time to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Well, I'll tell you what, since I've added that plumbing to go with that air conditioning service they give you, boy, I'll tell you this, Around the Clock wants to let you know, like they do, they go out and get the best plumbers in the business to make sure all your daily problems 7 days a week are taken care of. You know about the leaks and all those type of things. Don't worry about them. We got you covered. Toilet, sinks, any other problem where you need that plumber. And like I said, they work 7 days a week for you. But we do something else to make us a little special as a plumbing company at Around the Clock. First of all, we got a box truck filled with all-size Rheem water heaters for same-day installation. So that thing blows up, no hot water. And when they blow, man. You know that. You've seen the water heater. Water everywhere. Oh, my God. What are we going to do? How long? They got to order and bring it up. No, we don't. We got them in stock, ready to go for you. Rheem water heaters and that box truck filled with them to take care of and get you taken care of, same-day installation, and we've got financing plans too. Yeah, we're kind of the water heater kings right now in South Florida. I like that. The Rheem water heaters are ready. They're good, and they're ready to deliver them with some of the best folks in the business with those plumbers at Around the Clock Plumbing. 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER for Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing today.
I think it'll be a lot of defense played on both sides. I like games in the 90s.
That means that you're really guarding somebody. You're taking away the three-point line, and you're playing inside the three-point line. You're getting back. You're getting stops. A lot of physicality. I think that as it fits into the way that they want to play, it fits in the way that we want to play as well. I think it's a pleasure and it's a blessing to be able to suit up for the Miami Heat organization, no matter who we're going up against. I think it hit a little different going up against Boston. We want that, though. We like that. I think it's going to be fun here in this arena. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be a little bit more fun on the road. Like I always say, I like our chances.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jimmy Butler. God, I love hearing Jimmy Butler. It just makes you feel good because he loves playing for the Miami Heat. How many star players go, man, I love playing for this team? And what he's been through, and he's right. Been on all these teams and bounced around, and there's been drama on every one of them except the Chicago one maybe. Philadelphia one maybe because they ended up saying we're going to take our chance on somebody else. But there had to be something where they were like, yeah, we think this other guy's a better player. Couldn't have been more wrong.
Oof, man.
And so this guy, after getting bounced around, I didn't know what we were getting. I didn't know if we were going to get a guy came down here and wasn't happy and they're going to have to call him in and constant trouble, maybe suspend him occasionally. And this guy has been – I knew his style of play because he does – he started on D and worked his way to being a good offensive player. I had no idea he was going to buy in this much to – yeah, we got to start with Pat Riley. That's just the way it rolls around here. Start with Pat. And
well, how much that had to do with the fact that probably Dwayne said something to Pat, too, that this guy's perfect for
yeah.
you guys.
No.
You know, Dwayne – because Dwayne and him are good buddies.
There's always Dwayne
right,
in there.
Right, right. Yeah, Dwayne has a lot to do with everything that's happened to this franchise in the last 20-plus, you know, 20 years.
I think Pat Riley would admit that a lot of the success is because of Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Either as a player, his recruitment, because he was a great player,
right.
And the way other players look at Dwayne Wade when you hear – players talk about great two guards, and they talk about Dwayne Wade and those things. Dwayne, except for the last go-around when he finally said, I'm sick of being – never been the highest-paid guy, which is amazing that Dwayne Wade was never the highest-paid player on this team.
Right, right.
And he finally had it.
Still funny.
When the big fella got his money, and he did, and he's like, that's
take
it.
Take care of Hassan.
Banana boat. I just talked to my banana boat friends. I'm out. Enough.
It is weird seeing him with the Utah Jazz, though. That's the only thing that's really disappointing. Like, at this stage in his career, you'd love to see him. Because he's courtside recently. He's
yeah.
friends with everyone.
Right.
Like, he should be here. He shouldn't be with a, you know, dumpy franchise like Utah.
Can you just say Utah without saying dumpy? Like, you?
Well, it's a crap franchise.
How bad is it? They're always in the playoffs.
I agree with Hollywood.
It's pretty
right.
bad, dude. Like, nobody wants to play for the Utah Jazz.
You been to Salt Lake City?
I'm sure it's great for skiing, but nobody wants to play for the Utah Jazz, Joe. When was the last time a free agent went there?
No, they got to go through trades.
Yeah, it'd be the first time.
Trades or draft. They got to – listen,
well, we'll
we
see
say,
this offseason with Donovan
we
Mitchell.
Say there's a handful of teams that have to do it through trades or drafts. I'm the first to tell you that because I got one in my old backyard called Sacramento. Same deal. And they haven't even had near the success that they're getting with Gobert and Mitchell.
Oh, no, right.
And
right.
And a couple nice pieces in there.
Yep.
That's just the only thing for me is it's very disappointing to see Dwayne Wade involved with that franchise
yeah.
and not involved with the Heat
I'm with
franchise.
You there. I'm actually right with you there.
I mean, he is the Heat franchise, so it's kind of
this would be. I'd like to see him courtside for every Heat game or as many as we can.
So it is – I agree with you guys. It is a weird deal. It makes you wonder because he has been by far the most important piece to this franchise. There's not 1A and 1B. It's just,
no.
It's Dwayne and then everybody else down the road.
Right.
I mean, we drafted him. He developed him.
Became a superstar, won championships, got Shaq, got the big three.
And guys came
everything.
Here because they
right.
wanted to play with him.
Right.
I totally agree. I'm not disagreeing with any of that stuff. It does, in the history of it, and it's not for today as we're getting ready for game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, but it had to hurt Mickey and Pat a little bit.
Yeah. Sure it did.
It had. Mickey said, I wish I would have stepped in earlier on instead of the Pat and Dwayne. And they're all good now. It's a love affair. Everybody's good
but
after a little
ugly,
bit of time away.
That was
but,
an ugly year and a half, 2 years, until he came back to the team.
But it was. Now, listen, I know the guy that bought the Utah – I don't know him, but the guy that bought the Utah Jazz got a lot of money. Dwayne became friends with him. He obviously made him a great deal. Let his son play in the G League.
Is this like a Jeter deal? We pay like $10 and you get to like run the whole
thing? That's a great question. But as valuable as these franchises are, you're probably right. Yeah, he probably got a pretty good deal.
Well, he's also brought on for one reason, too, right? The same reason we want him to stay down here, outside of recruitment, keeping one of their superstars there.
Oh, he's only got one guy.
Right, Donovan Mitchell.
And he's worried about Donovan Mitchell.
What is that going to impact Donovan Mitchell? Because Dwayne Wade is like there.
It's part of ownership.
I just don't think that has much.
I don't think that has much of an impact.
It might not have an impact to you, but that's the reason why he's
on
that staff.
No, but I don't think like that's going to be on his list of things. And he's thinking about like where he wants to play. He's going to go city, chance to win, like organization, and then he's going to, but Dwayne Wade is here, so I got to stay.
Well, you just answered it in your third one. You said organization.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with Dwayne Wade.
Why? He's part owner.
It just doesn't.
He's part owner.
What does he do, Zach? What does he do for the team?
I don't know how often he's there.
Day-to-day responsibility is, but he's part owner.
Okay, come on.
I would love to know how often he goes to their games. Now, I mean, he lives in L.A.
Right.
By the way, I just heard got a winery in Napa, which I didn't know. Dwayne's made a lot of money now.
Yes,
he has. I know he may not have been the highest paid guy, but
he did pretty good.
Been
for
able
himself,
to make
right.
himself a lot of cash, yeah. But. Yeah, it's great having Jimmy Butler, getting back to this thing right. And what he's done. And by the way, he's been able to get some guys to come here, too, that want to play with him because they believe in the style of play. Found out he and Kyle Lowry, although Kyle Lowry's banged up and out of game one. But
wonder what impact P.J. Tucker had seeing Jimmy Butler in this team, too, coming down
no
here.
No question.
Right. And these are all guys that fit
his
the
style
system.
Of play. Right. Hit a couple threes and defend. He goes, I'm in.
Yep.
Can you get a few rebounds? Yep. Can you get physical? You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to back down from anybody. So the matchups tonight will be fun to watch and see if this ends up being a low-scoring game like everybody's making it sound because these teams are both so good defensively.
How about P.J. Tucker coming out off the bat on Tatum full court like he was on Harden sometimes and something like that, Jimmy Butler and Jaylen Brown? Start off.
They could do
defensively.
That.
We've just seen P.J. Tucker kind of start off from the jump ball full court on, whether it was Trae Young or whether it's, James Harden. He's done it the last two series.
I think some of their development guys who got great speed and
a lot more athletic
and do that stuff all over the court.
Well, I think you look at the series, and Tatum and Brown are probably going to get theirs. That wouldn't be the concern. Isn't the concern like someone like Al Horford, who's been playing really well? Guy like that continues to be – The X factor, like you can't let anyone else get off for Boston. Like those two are the two stars are probably going to get theirs.
You're saying Tatum's going to get 28 a night?
Yeah, I think those guys will play. They'll play fine, but I'm more concerned about an X factor guy. Like Al Horford has played really well in spots.
He's had a couple good games.
He has
right.
had a couple really big games. Yeah. A guy like that, that's kind of where the difference is because the stars are going to play like stars. I mean, you expect that, but I think for Boston, they have some X factor guys. And by the way, Marcus Smart is a problem.
So a question.
You got to go after his shoulder, by the way, because that shoulder keeps popping. Every time he gets touched, that
he's
shoulder
gotta
pops out.
He's got to stop. He's got to stop falling down. Yeah,
he didn't flop as much, man. He hurt himself.
Stop
right.
taking those charges and that acting, that flopping that's taking place. That'd be kind of nice to get rid of that. Hey, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up here, man. Get to a lot more stuff. Hey, man, what sports bar are you hitting if you're going out tonight? Don't leave me hanging, bro.
We got a bunch coming in, by the way.
Don't leave me hanging. Where are you going tonight? Where are you going for that cold beer and to watch all these games tonight? The Panthers and Lightning and the Heat and the Celtics. Anyway, Nick Friedell, ESPN NBA reporter, going to join us coming up at 9:20. We'll talk to him, get his take on tonight, some of the things to watch, supporting cast, stars, who's playing, who's not, who's it going to be that surprise coming off the bench, all that great stuff, man, that makes these games. What kind of personality will that game have tonight? Well, I'll tell you what, before you do all that stuff, you want to make sure, especially as we get older, I haven't seen a vitamin or mineral or anything. Outside of aspirin, water, and coffee, that's all I've seen until now. Yep, one scoop of AG1 every day. First thing in the morning, 10 ounces, 12 ounces, and that one scoop of that green powder, and I am ready to go with 75 high-quality vitamins and minerals to get my day off for the first time in years. And you know, it all starts with, I'm always tired, and I go, well, I'm getting older. That must be normal. And just dragging through days, you're going, what the heck's going on? I got to do something. My daughter says, Dad, me and all the people I work with, Mom, we all take AG1. We've asked you before. You kind of blew us off. But, Zach, man, this stuff's got so many things it does. It's superfood. Kind of gets you going first thing in the morning.
Yeah, it's a special blend of ingredients. It's going to help your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, you name it. It does all of it. All those things all in one with one scoop and 8 to 12 ounces of water every morning. And listen, it's going to make it easy for you right now. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Yes, you heard that right. One-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Just go now, real easy, to the website, athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Very easy. Start your day off and start it off well. athleticgreens.com/WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.